long time. Chinese abandoned it during COVID, and all contracts have to go through the through Beijing.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was handling a real estate transaction over on a, another property, same thing, but, and Beijing denied it, and so all the money they had spent, you know, they come over here two or three times and visited.
The article says that Branson was going to build their own building, and it was cheaper to make an offer on this than to do the other. I doubt if it's cheaper for electricity, though.
I had a possible buyer.
I've talked to a possible buyer now. By the city's.
So, you know, if they buy it next year, it will be exempt. You do know that.
2.5.
Well, we got one.
Yeah, well, but, okay.
So the city's going to be exempt, so it's going to be a moot point next year. It's under contract to sell.
Well, if it's contract for sale for 2.5, I mean, that's market, I guess.
Well, in terms of, so they're suggesting $2.2 million, and knowing that we're gonna have to go through a translator and all that, I'm gonna make a motion that we adjust it to $2.2 million.
As opposed to the list price of 2.5, or the offer that's on it right now.
We're gonna have to go through. Okay, somebody. Try to explain that to.
I don't.
Okay. If you want to, somebody else want to make a motion, I'm fine with that.
I don't think it should take too long. I mean, we got to call them either way, so.
Well, I'm just trying to think in terms of the ease of explanation with it going through a translator.
I like $5,429,000.
And that comes out of your.
That comes out of my camera system.
Okay. All right. How long has this thing been on the market? Just out of curiosity.
Since Charlie Pride left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
The Chinese bought it back in 10, 9, set 9 or something like that.
Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm chairman of the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm calling in on an appeal for Universal Entertainment of the White House Theater, I believe, on a tax assessments. Okay. Is it my understanding that you are going to turn around and call the person that we have listed here as the agent or the owner of the property?
I can add a phone call. We can do a three-way phone call. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah, because I am in California, so the person, Mr. Zhao, cannot go in there in person with me in Missouri.
Sure.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Let me add okay?
Are you familiar with this situation, or are you just translating?
I think I'm a little familiar. I translated some paperwork for him 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Is it our understanding that the theater is being sold to the city for $2.5 million?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that he is comfortable if that value were the value that it would be reduced to for tax purposes?
That I will have to ask him. I'm not sure about his opinion.
I know there was an appraisal done that was at $2,200. Okay, but that's fine. I'll let you go ahead and contact, or do you have to put us on hold for a moment?
No, it's fine. I can just add the line right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and if he's in China right now, it's probably about 3 in the morning.
I bet we talked to, what's his name? What's the main dude over there?
He may be in California.
Yeah, he may be in California.
So, and they also had the 5% discount, so you know.
So did they come here last year, or did we call?
No. They
somebody
just...
Come? No.
We had a different one that came for us either last year or the year before.
Well, we had several on that COVID discount, I remember.
Like I said, the discount was only through 23.
Right.
Last time it was at POE, it was 2010.
Can you pass me the article?
Sure. It's appraisal, too.
Hi, thank you for holding us on the line right now.
Okay, thank you. It's my understanding that the proposed value is based on the appraisal of $2,200,000, but we also now have an offer from the city of Branson, and the property is under contract for $2.5
million. Okay, let me translate. Okay.
但是Brandon,布莱森这个政府呢是有一个250万的一个估价。是的,因为我已经把所有的材料已经递交给他们了,包括我们和政府之间的一个临时的协议是通过律师见证的。Okay,
so he said he submitted all the documents and there's an attorney between them. The Branson government and him, the theater.
我们的报价是220万，因为这是评估师做出的评估，因为已经有几个客户对我们剧院有兴趣了。但是本来说市政府呢，他觉得这个剧院作为市政府的一个，比如警察局的总部啊，消防的总部啊。 市政府各个办公室总部非常好，所以他们愿意在中介谈判，愿意出250万来购买。你慢一点说，我要一句一句翻译。So
he's aware that $2.2 million, but there are some other people are interested in it. And there's a temporary like a contract between the government and the theater.
When you say temporary, you mean there's a pending contract for $2.5 million from the city of Branson?
你现在的这个合同跟律师见证这个合同，你说的是一个临时的合同，是两百二十万还是两百五十万？两百五十万。是跟Branson的这个，是跟Branson的这个政府是吗？
是的。
这个合同有签吗？签了，我已经签了。He said he already signed the contract with the attorney, $2.5 million with the Branson, city of Branson government.
So would he be comfortable with a reduction in value to that price of $2.5 million as opposed to the $2.2 million?
你对250万这个价格是满意的吗？满意的。就是250万是满意的，对吧？对对对，我们愿意的。当然，现在不能保证成交。Yeah, he said he's comfortable.
Well, before we make a decision, they looked at the property and it was going to be reassessed in 2023 for. Kenny had looked at it for 3.724.
Okay.
So
you said 3.24 million.
We're having some discussion.
Hold on. Here. Let us discuss here because we're just and then I'll get back with you to tell you what we're gonna.
3.724297. That's what they'd had, and he'd been over there.
He went there yesterday and reassessed it for 23.
And keep in mind that it won't be after it goes to the city. They don't. There won't be taxes collected on that.
Right. It'll be.
I'm sorry. Can you give me the number one more time? 3.724.
Just a second. They assessor's office had someone go out to the theater yesterday, and their value was $3,724,297.
Make sure they know that this is not the sale price.
This is not sale price. This is the assessed value from the assessor's office when they went out and did the assessment on the property. That's okay. In other words, that would still be a drastic reduction from the current, which is $5,429,000, because that's what it shows on up as right now is $5 million, right? So that would still be a almost $200,000 reduction. The assessed value is
$3,724,000. Okay, let me translate real quick.然后市场估价大概是500万，大概是在2023年的时候，所以大概是有一半的钱是损掉的。他们说这个价格是财产估价，不是卖价，所以他们只是估的价，所以他现在问你250万的话，你是不是可以接受？因为你如果是说卖给政府的话，那就是200万，那你2023年的时候如果卖给其他人会怎么样的话，那可能会卖到500万，但是现在我们来看不是个卖价。
但是呢，财产估价评估昨天评估的是370万。So, do you feel that that's appropriate value? 如果说市政府250万，那要买的话，我们是很乐意的。OK，那我翻译一下。
He's happy with 2.5 million because the sale price, the price or sale price 3.7 million or 5 million. Nobody is going to purchase it right now in 2022 in Branson.
Okay, and
超过200万。 Yeah, he's comparable with the reduction.
Okay, I need to clarify something with you. We're just discussing right now. We're still having discussions on this because we have an assessed value which reduces it from the 5 million down to the 3 million. Figure that I gave you, $3 million some odd figure that I gave you. Then we also have the sales price. Then we also have an appraisal, all of those here. So we haven't made a decision to go to 2.5. I was just asking if that was the range he was looking for.
He can represent the company or the theater that he's glad 2.5 million is the
okay. We haven't made that decision yet. I was just asking if he was comfortable. Here we're going to have some discussion, but I don't want you to feel like you have to translate everything that we're saying right at the moment. We're going to have some discussion about this, and then let me summarize it for you, and you can go back. Okay.
Of course.
I think she can still hear. All right, what's...
I would hate for confusion to happen between two governments.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the 3.7 doesn't seem reasonable to me, but we do have an effective sale here of 2.5. It has been on the market for a year. there is evidently, a viable buyer here.